Thank you, Maggie. And I'd like to invite forward the children forward for a children's message. Come on down. Come on down. Good to have you here. Thanks for coming. Ryan, thanks for coming today. Thanks for coming up too, Janie. Good to see you. Good morning. Good morning. Great to see all of you. Kaya, good morning. Oh, Kaya, you're being ornery. Good morning. All right. Well, welcome here this morning. Really important question I'm going to start out here this morning with. I think I've asked it before, but it's a really important question. I want you to think about it. What is your favorite food? What is your favorite food?
No.
It could be something your mom or dad makes. That's going to get you a lot of points this morning if you share something your mom or dad makes. But it could be something that you get, order something at a restaurant. But there you have it. There's the question today. What is your favorite food? Do you want to give an answer? Your favorite food. Yes. Your favorite food. What's your favorite food? Pepperoni pizza. All right. Anybody else? Pepperoni pizza? Okay. You got a lot of other people from that one. All right. Janie? Fettuccine Alfredo. All right. Woo. Okay. Anybody else? Your favorite food? Ryan.
I
love
the ice cream last night.
Ice cream last night. Friday. Nice. We had lots of unlimited ice cream at Peace Friday night. So that was good. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
Cowboy pizza.
Cowboy pizza. Wow. Very cool. What's on cowboy pizza?
It has like sausage, mushrooms. It's good for it says that it has sausage, mushrooms.
All right. Sausage, mushrooms, a whole bunch of good things. Very good. All right. Well, so we want to be thinking about my favorite food, by the way. Everyone knows what that is. It is, does anyone know what my favorite food is? Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Yeah, that's really awesome. Well, today, you know, if you think about the world is a big place. Would you agree with me? The Earth is a big planet. Lots of people live on the Earth, almost 7 billion people. Did you know that there's enough food on the planet to feed every single person? Every single person, there's enough food. But you probably know this too, there are lots of people that go without food. Think about this number. 66 million people, that's a lot of people, who are your ages, first and second and third grade, they don't have enough food each day. What do you think their favorite food is? Let me ask that question. What do you think someone who doesn't have enough food, what do you think their favorite food is? Any guesses? They don't even have a favorite food because they simply don't have enough to get by. And imagine how much. Imagine this. Imagine what life is like for them with the food that they have. One day they get a big, maybe one meal. The next day there isn't any. There are a lot of people that don't have enough food. Well, think about that, because in today's Bible passage that I'm going to read in just a second, it's about food. Very exciting. Today's reading's about food. Awesome. Jesus feeds 5,000 people. How awesome is that? 5,000 people. Now, when Jesus does this, the disciples, there's this large crowd, and they notice one little boy in the crowd, maybe your age. He's about your age, I'd say. And when they notice that the people don't have any food, one of those disciples, his name is Andrew, he says, that little boy has 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. It was what he's going to have for lunch. Jesus went over, took 5 loaves of bread, 2 fish, and he multiplied it and fed 5,000 people. Isn't that awesome? Now, when you hear me read that story, you're probably going to say, Jesus is awesome. And I want you to say that, all right? Jesus is amazing when I read it today. But I also want you to remember this. Part of that story is about a little boy who shares his lunch. Because he shared his lunch, and Jesus was with him, 5,000 people were fed. What can you do? Could you be like that little boy in your life? What could you do the next time you see someone who doesn't have food? What's something that you could do? What do you think you could do if you saw someone without food? Yes. What would you do? Share it. Ah, good job. Would you share your pepperoni pizza? You would? Oh, that's precious. Caleb, what would you do? Share your food. All right, very good. And we can pray when we share that food. Jesus, multiply this food for all the children in the world that need it. Okay? So let's think about that today and listen carefully as I read our next passage. Thanks for coming up today.